Good morning. It's Monday, May 3rd. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. Businesses in Southwest Portland spent the weekend cleaning up after destructive May Day riots. Police declared a riot Saturday after a group marched out of Shemansky Park and started smashing windows. Several Starbucks locations were damaged, and police say they arrested six people. The DA's office is expected to review these latest cases today. Restaurants and bars across the country can start applying for nearly $29 billion in relief funds. The Restaurant Revitalization Fund, written by Oregon Democratic Representative Earl Blumenauer, was signed into law as part of President Biden's American Rescue Plan. The Washington State Health Department says more than a dozen counties are poised to roll back in their reopening phases. Right now, Clark and Skamania counties are in phase three, meaning they can allow 50% capacity in gyms and restaurants. Cowlitz County is in phase two, where capacity is at 25%. We'll update you as soon as an official announcement is made on coin.com. At least three people were killed after an overcrowded wooden boat capsized off the San Diego coast this weekend. Dozens were hospitalized. Authorities suspect the boat was part of a migrant smuggling operation. Today, Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at the private funeral for Andrew Brown Jr. A private autopsy shows Brown was shot five times while deputies tried to serve an arrest warrant. Protesters have taken to the streets after a judge ruled against the release of body cam footage from the shooting. Over the weekend, a four-person astronaut team ended a 166-day mission aboard the International Space Station. Their capsule splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico, and the crew boarded a nearby ship. The capsule is now getting refurbished before it'll be reused for SpaceX's first private crew mission in September. Thanks for listening to The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. You can find our library of great podcasts featuring in-depth reporting, interviews with newsmakers, and unique storytelling anytime on coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.